World coffee prices are at their lowest level in 30 years, but retail prices of coffee remain high. A report released this week by the international relief agency Oxfam says while big coffee companies continue to make huge profits, millions of coffee farmers in poorer countries are facing ruin. Oxfam attributes the crisis to an oversupply of coffee and urges international action to destroy surplus stocks and raise producer prices. Karis Grasser is policy advisor at Oxfam. Why is the market flooded with coffee?
Well, the market is flooded with coffee because a number of new producers have come into the market. But also the technology to produce coffee has changed, and you've seen all existing producers like Brazil produce more coffee because they're growing coffee on plantations with mechanized harvesting and things like that. So you're seeing changes basically in how coffee is produced and where it's produced, which have resulted in an oversupply, which we're deeply worried about because we don't think this will just clear quickly or smoothly. We think this problem of oversupply is here to stay for quite a while. This is not a market that's going to clear or adjust smoothly.
Then why are retail prices so high? Are the big companies in the supermarkets ripping us off?
Well, coffee is a very profitable business for many of these companies with very high profit margins. If you compare the profit margins available on coffee with a lot of other food or drink, it's a very nice business to be in. In the US, you're seeing probably the companies passing on some of those savings that they're getting from the fall in the coffee bean price, but retail prices are still very high. We think that the companies are guilty of tremendous complacency and arrogance given the levels of profits that they're making out of this business, juxtaposed with the terrible misery that the producers of this crop are suffering.
What's happening to the farmers in coffee-producing nations?
Well, it's economic devastation. These farmers in these poor countries have no safety nets. If they don't get money from the coffee they produce, there is no safety net underneath them, so they don't have money for enough food for their families. They can't send their children to school. They can't afford medicines, which in many of these countries they have to pay for out of their own pocket. So it's an economic, social, humanitarian crisis.
So what's to be done?
Well, we believe that there has to be a rescue package. This is a crisis that is happening now and needs to be addressed now. So we think there have to be measures to raise the price of coffee in the short term to alleviate the terrible suffering that we're seeing now.
Karis Grasser is policy advisor at Oxfam.